We are learning Masechtas Makis Daf Yudam and Beis, and we're starting on the bottom of Daf Yudam Ralef, the last line. It said in the Mishnah that Mechavenes Lem Drochim, you have to make good straight roads. You have to prepare the Orei Miklot that it should be have direct access from all the cities. Zot Gemara Tanya went to the Brisa. Let's Yaakov Omer Top on Beis Miklot Hayekosev Al Proshes Drochim. Any crossroads that said Miklot on the signs, no exact direction to run to the Orei Miklot. Miklot Yekosev Al Proshes Drochim. Because Yaakov Etzeh, we've no shom. He's be able to recognize the direction, the way to go, and go there. Amar Rav Kana Micro, we see in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Tochim Lecha Aderech, Asay Lecha Achano Aderech. Prepare the Derech, prepare the way in order that he's be able to run there easily. Rav Chama Bar Chanina, before he started learning every sugya, when he started the sugya of Ari Miklot, pasuk le pischa lehi parashat malacha. He should start with this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Toy v'yosher Hashem." Hashem is good and straight. Al kein yoyrech hatam v'derech. Therefore, he'll show the chatam, the people who do averes, to show them the way. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Like it's, we find by Ari Miklot, Hashem shows them the way to run away in order to save himself. And he used to say like this, if Hashem shows the right direction, the correct direction for Chatam, of course Hashem is showing Tzadikim the correct direction. He started the parasha Ori Miklot in this pasuk. The pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, and this pasuk is a Hashlama to a pasuk in Nach, in Shmuel, which says, Kasha Yomar Mishala Kadmoini Mirasham Yetze Resha V'yodah Siyabach. It says in the pasuk that a Rasha will continue his rishis, and it's a mashal of the Torah. Now, where do you find the Torah, this mashal? Ma'akas Medaber, B'shnei Bnei Adam, Shehargu Esanefesh. Two people killed someone. They each committed a murder. Echad harag b'shagig. One committed a murder b'shagig. Echad harag b'mezid. The other one did it b'mezid. L'zein edim, l'zein edim. Both of them did not have edim. Therefore, one of them, the shagig one, did not go into galus. And the one who killed b'mezid did not get his misa. Did not get his chiv misa. So what happens? Akaris Baruch Hu mazman l'punu echad. Akaris Baruch Hu sends them and sets up a way. They both land up in one hotel. And Zesh Harag B'mezid, Yoshev Tachas Asulim, sitting under a ladder. Vezesh Harag B'shege Yared B'sulim, he's coming down the ladder. Let's go, he's coming down the steps. V'nafalav, and he falls on him, V'hargoy. Zesh Harag B'mezid, Nera, got killed. Now he got his Misa. Vezesh Harag B'shege Garla, the one who killed B'shege goes into Galus. So therefore, he'll get his Galus. So that's what Gemara is saying, V'alekim ino liyada, V'ashaloy tzotha, V'alekim ino liyada, Hashem prepared, this whole story was not on purpose, Hashem prepared the story. And therefore get his galus. So it was bothering me, which I found afterwards in the Sefer Adaz Kainim, the Balei Tosfos on Parashat Pratim, Esses Kasha, from Shem Deriva, the Lechera comes out, this guy is a Shagig twice. He was a Shagig twice. He killed once for Shagig and killed second time for Shagig. So why is he getting galus once? He deserves two galus. The new thing is Chayiv galus again. So he's Chayiv two galus in. So he brings down from the Marish, he says, Vaistois, one galus is Mechapa and a bunch of Misa Shagigim. That's what he says. Vaistois from here, that one galus Mechapa and Misa Shagigim.
How would you have to wait for two Kainim to die?
It's not possible. No, I'm saying, yeah, you maybe have to be two Kainim to die. Maybe that would be something like that, yeah. But he says, Maisa, the one galus Mechapa, Achayim, Misa Shagigim, Harbi, as he says. And he asked another kasha, but I don't remember what his terrors was. He asked another kasha in that shtickle, that he asks, that Lechaira, the
it's
Hashem sets up in a way that he's going to go. That's the whole point of the Gemara. That is the point of the pasuk, the muscle. The Rasham Yetzir Resha, that'll be Rasham. But another kash he asks is that L'chari, the guy deserves Saif. Here he's getting something similar to Skila. Someone falls on him similar to Skila. It's not Saif. He asks that kash also. It's hard to wrong Misa. I don't remember what he answers there. Ayin Sham. Omer Rav Baravuna, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Laza. Min haTorah, min Avir, min haKsuvim. We find a very important aside. B'derech she'adam roitzi leilech b'malichim. The way, direction a person wants to go, Hashem facilitates him to go in that way. Where do you find that min haTorah? Malich roitzi min haTorah. It says in the pasuk that first Hashem tells Bilam loyseilechim om. Don't go with them. V'chsev and lemaisa after Bilam asked enough. Hashem said, good, you want to go, go. If that's where you want to go, I'll let you go. Kum leich itam. So you see that Hashem sends a person in the way he wants to go. He'll help him either way. The direction a person wants to go, Hashem will set him up. When Avim, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, it says in Yeshaya, Ani Hashem lekecha melamdecha lohoyel, I'm gonna tell you things that for your ta'elas. Madrichecho bederach ta'elech. I'll lead you in the way you want to go. So again, you see this idea that the way a person wants to go, Hashem will lead him that way. Menaksuvim. It says in the pasuk, this pasuk I think is a mishnah. Yeah, like Rashi explains, it means that if in leitzim, a person wants to mechaber himself to leitzim, who yolitz? Hashem will let him be a leitz. Whatever direction you want to go, Hashem will help you and be mesiyeya to go in that way. Omrav Huna, reitzeach shegolo ir miklat umotzo ge adam varoge potter. So Rashi explains, we're talking about he's on the way. The Ritzach is running to the Ir Miklot, and the Goyel Adam, which is a relative of the person who was murdered, meets him on the way and kills him. That guy is Potter. Even though you would say, what do you mean? He's trying to run to Golos, trying to get his Kapara through Golos. Why are you killing him? But the Lacha is, according to Rav Huna at least, you're Potter. Kesava, it's a big shaila had Taicha Pasik. Kesava, Veloy Eim Mishpat Maves, Begoyel Adam Hudachsiv. So let's read this pasuk that we're referring to. The pasuk says, "Pen yirdoif, you should run away to the army." Why? Pen yirdoif goyal adam achrei eretzeach ki yecham levavoy ve'asigoy, because his heart will get hot and he'll run after you. Ki yir ba'derech v'kol nefesh ve'loy emish ba'maves ki loy soyne hu loy mital shulshem. So you can read the pasuk a few different ways. It says ve'loy emish ba'maves is going on the goyal adam ki loy soyne hu loy mital shulshem. We'll see how to attach those words. Lefi had attached loy mishpat mavas. So let's see the Gemara. So Rav Huna says loy mishpat mavas means the goyal adam has no mishpat mavas. Meisvei, when I ask you a kasha, Rav Huna, it says loy mishpat mavas, beretzeach kashm davar. We're talking about the retzeach, he says. Loy mishpat mavas means that why is the goyal adam running after him? Let him go to our miklat. He doesn't deserve misa. So it means veloy means the retzeach mishpat mavas. How do we know that? I don't remember retzeach or inel b'goyal adam because you have a huloy soinu loy. The pasuk continues and says veloy mishpat mavas ki loy soinu l'mital shushan. What's the taish in the pasuk? The pasuk means to say like this: the retzeach not chayiv misa. He didn't hate him, but before it was a mistake. The whole thing was a mistake. So the pasuk sounds like mafurish. The veloy mishpat mavas is referring to the retzeach. Because the loy is the same person. The loy, the retzeach mishmavas. Why? He didn't hate him. He didn't hate the victim. So therefore, you should not kill him. So according to this brisa, by the way, if the goyal adam kills the retzeach, he's chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa. And that's why it's a kasha Rav Huna. So it's a kasha Rav Huna. And for the Gemara, he holds like a different brisa. Who doma kaitana? Time with the brisa loy mishpat maves, but goyal adam across the dab. So when a goyal adam has no mishpat maves, he's allowed to kill the retzeach. I tell him goyal adam across the dab. In a love because retzeach kishu oime. When it says in the pasuk he loy soyne hu loy mitmal shulshaim harei retzeach ama. That's already explanation that the retzeach shouldn't be killed. Hamani mekayim loy mishpat maves, but goyal adam across the dab. Talking about the goyal adam. Now how do you Taich the pasuk if it's talking about goyal adam? So Rashi explains it taich like this: Vach kama pen yirdoif goyal adam achrei retzeach ve'sigoy ve'kiru nefesh ve'lo yisyar bezdin. Not going to be scared of bezdin. Kiloy emish ba'mavus. The pasuk saying run away very quickly because the retzeach run after you, the goyal adam run after you and kill you. He's scared of bezdin. No, he's not going to be scared of bezdin. Kiloy emish ba'mavus. What's a safe mikra? A safe mikra amar kiloy soneloy musav aroishay pen yirdoif goyal adam. And the oimel achlan aderech kiloy soni alayagam adas. We are giving you opportunity to run away. Why? Because you didn't do it on purpose. But lemaisa run away very quickly because veloy emish b'mavas, the goyal adam is not going to have any consequences and he's going to try to kill you. So therefore, run away very quickly. So it's a big shah. I learned this pasuk. It's actually pretty shver if you learn it's going on the goyal adam because then the words loy in the pasuk, one of them refers to kiloy soni hu loy mitol shoshay means the retzeach. And v'loy im shemavas, that loy is referring to the goyal adam, which makes it a little bit more shver in the pasuk. But the ma'aseh says the machlokes over here had to learn. Tanan, let's try to bring it right from our Mishnah. It says that when he's on the way to Ari Miklot, because it says in the Mishnah that Bezdin sends him, the Mishnah really says that they first both run away to the Ari Miklot. Anyone who kills right away ran to the Ari Miklot. Then Bezdin brings him back to court. They judge him in court. And if he's chayiv galus, they send him back to galus. If he's chayiv misa, they give him misa. So it says that they give over two Tamidei Chachamim to be malav him, to escort him to the Ari Miklot. So it's Tanan. Moishmoy Shnei Tamidei Chachamim, Shema Yagenu B'Derach, V'Yidabri Lov. maybe the Goyal Adam will try to kill him, and they'll talk to the Goyal Adam. My love, why need to be two Tamid Chacham? Send two bodyguards. My love, the Masrube, it must be, you need two Tamid Chacham, because you have to give him a warning, the Kotel Bar Ktolu, that if he kills, he's Chayiv Misa. So you see a Kasha on Rav Huna from our Mishnah. Zagmar Loi is not referring to that. The time that Rabbi said, Vidabri Lov, Dvaram Haru Uyun Loi, to tell him things that will placate him. Don't be noy with him. He only did a b'shagig. So why need to be d'cham? Why don't you just appoint bodyguards? You appoint bodyguards, he always can bring better bodyguards to kill him. You appoint me d'cham who have the art of pius, of calming the guy down and saying that's only a shkaga, and that's why we have two tamid d'cham.
This has to be after he was
paskin. Right, after his
paskin,
yeah. Right, that's when, right, 100%. But see, still, he's on the way to Ari Miklot, and that was the Shiloh 4. Rav Huna says he'd kill him at that time. And here he's saying, Tum Tumilicham, what's a 4? That's the Machlekes. Tum Tumilicham for the Hasra, or Rav Huna will tie it, which means to try to make, to mefayas him, not to kill. You don't have to point Tum Tumilicham, he could do it himself. And we have a Makar in the Pasuk for that. Shadam have a Zed Vaharitzeach. The Ratzach himself will be mefayis for himself. But the Rabbanan say no. Chacham say no. Amaloi, harbi shlichus leisa. Other person, a third party, could do a much better job of calming him down than the Ratzach himself. Omamar, b'shkoga b'maisa yodai. The two to become convince the Goyal Adam that this guy did a b'shoge. Freit the Gemara, pshita. Obviously, diba mezid. Diva mezid bar galusu. If he's mezid bar galusu, is he going to galus? So the Gemara in, yeah, there is an idea of galus even be mezid, like we just spoke out. By the time the Raisa, Raisa Ruda Emer, Betchila, Echad Shogav Echad Mezid, Makdim Lari Miklot, Ubezin Shachem Vim Maisa Misham. So Vice is made, the two Mutimilcham even escort them the first time. Ubezin Shachem Vim Maisa Misham. So Misha is Chayev Misa. If a fellow is chayiv misa, so first the first step, here's what he says, they both go to Ari Miklot. Taisa actually asks, why don't we bring our Mishnah? Top Taisa says, I'm talking about Miley Maisim and Milsa Dereis Yehudim and Demastisim, it's a Mishnah. So he says, the Mishnah, maybe they went themselves, but here we're seeing it's taka, for the Brises of Vuyap, it's a chayiv to go. The first step is they go to Ari Miklot. Then Bezdin brings them here and judge them. Mishnah is chayiv misa. Hargu, Shinem of a Shoku Ziknair of Lokwaisa Misham, and Nos Noisa of Yago Yodam Vamais. The Ritva learns that what it means Misha Shai Misa means they couldn't give him a regular punishment with Bezdim because he didn't have Edim. But he couldn't give him Golas either because he was Didip Amazed. So in such a case, you leave him in the hands of the Goyal Adam. The Ritva has two ways to learn. Either it means it was a Shayi Karvel Amazed, or he says it was Amazed Wad Hasra. Amazed Bli Hasra, he says. And he learns. And that he learns from here that the Goyal Adam is allowed to kill him. If you have Edim with Adasra, the Goyal Adam is allowed to kill him. So you judge the guy. If he's close to Amezer, or he's Haka Amezer with Adasra, so then the Goyal Adam kills him. Mish loyin is chayiv, if he's an oynis, patru with the patim. Shnama vatzilu eidah asar tzeach miya Goyal Adam. And Mish is chayiv golus, machzir in oysalim kaima. You send him back to golus. Shnama vashivoy is eidah, lir meklata shenos shamas. So we bring from the pasuk vashivoy that he's going back. Obviously, he was there before. That's where all murderers start. And then they bring him to Bezdin. And then, if the guy's chayiv galus, they send him back. Rabbi Eimer, no, there's no din that you have to go to galus. Ma'atzman in Goylem, they go to himself. Because Sfurim Haim, they thought, Achat Shoy V'chamezid, cultus. V'hein Ayoidim, they didn't realize, Shavet Shoy cultus, V'mezid ain't cultus. So either way, we're just explaining why you have to be mefayis. The Goyal Adam is because that is going to Golas is not a raya in itself that he did a b'shagig, because it's very possible a mezid is running to Golas, either out the pasuk or out the mistake that he's making is running to Golas.
Only the first time,
yeah. Omar Rav Elazar, if the Goyal Adam doesn't know that, if it's the first or second time, it's about that. Omar Rav Elazar, Ir Sheruba Reitzchim, if the city of the Ari Miklot, which we said could be up to 48 cities that are Ari Miklot, if it lands up being Roiv Reitzchim, Pashtusa means Roiv Reitzchim B'Shoigig, look at the Mechus Chinuch that declares about it, but Ur Ir Sheruba Reitzchim, Einoi Keletas, does not work anymore. Shenema, it says a pasuk in Yeshua you have a repeat, basically, of the parish of Ari Miklot. And it says there in the pasuk that, V'nos El Achas, this is a pasuk in Yeshua, V'nos El Achas Ma'or Ma'ila, Ba'amad Pesach Shariyir, v'dibir ba'az Zikniyir, which means Pashas, you talk over, you tell Zikniyir that I did something b'shaygig, v'dibir ba'az Zikniyir here is the varav, v'os v'oisei ira, aleyem v'noslim mokam v'yeshimam. It gives them a place to live. So it says, you say over the dvarav, v'loish hushu d'reim v'dvarav. But if it's, but the matzav already, that what you're saying over, they already did themselves, then it cannot be Ari Mikla anymore. V'am Rav Elazar, not a halacha about Ari Miklat, ir she'im ba zakenim, if it doesn't have zakenim, in a kalatas. Why? Tibinim zikne'ir v'leka. It says in the pasuk, ba'azim zikne'ir in Yeshua. And therefore it has to have kra k'dechsiv, and you don't have that, which we'll see in a second as a machlaikas really. Itma. Zikniyah means, yeah, it means dayanim. It means dayanim or tmidicham, yeah. Itmar, ir she'im ba zikenim, the ir does not have zikenim, rab ami rasi, charame kaletas, one man says it works, as ari miklav charame kaletas. Lamandiyam ain't kaletas, being zikniyah v'leka, you don't have zikniyah, lamandiyam kaletas, mitzvah alma, lamandiyam says it works, holds, it's a mitzvah ba'alma, which is really a machlekes mesechus and hedrin, if you need kra k'dechsiv. So here, that's the machlekes over here, if you need kra k'dechsiv, or just a mitzvah. Another similar machlekes, we'll have three of these. The second case, that's a machlekes and similar machlekes. The irish ain't bar zakenim, Rab Ami Ravasi, Yechara Manasa ben Ba ben Sarimar. That city could have a ben Sarimar. Yechara Manin Nasa ben Ba ben Sarimar. You cannot have a ben Sarimar in the city. Why? Lamandi Amain Nasa ben Sarimar, you know, being a zikna ira veleka. It says in the Pasik, by ben Sarimar, the Sofsu by Ovavimai, the Tsiwai Soi, El Zikne Iroi, Vel Sharma Kaimai. It says, Klar, Zikne Iroi. So here, if you don't have Zikni Yirik, one Mandiyama says, no, it doesn't work. The other Mandiyama says, it does work. The Mandiyama Nasaba ben, Sarah Amira, Mitzvah Baal, Mastava Mitzvah. Third Machlaikis, the Irish Aimba Zakanim Rab Amir Rasi, Charam of Viaglarufa. The city could bring Aglarufa. Aglarufa is where someone dies in between two cities. We don't know who, where this person came from. So whoever the city is closer to has to bring Aglarufa. So one Mandiyama says, if you have no Zakanim, you could bring Aglarufa. V'charam ha'inim v'viaglarufa. Mandiyama inim v'viaglarufa, b'inan zikne ir, ha'i v'leka. The Pasuk says, v'hoye ir ha'krei v'alachala, v'loku zikne ir ha'i, eglas bakar, ashle ubud ba, ashle imashch ba'el, this is klar, zikne ir. So you don't have that. Mandiyama v'viaglarufa, mitzvah ba'am. It's a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev to have zikne ir. So you have three machlaikasim, same machlaikas if you need krokiksim. One machlaikas is by Ari Miklat. Next one is by Ben Sarah Amira, and third one is by Egla Arufa.